Support comes from Mosby Building Arts. This year, put your trust in Mosby Building Arts for fresh designs and the elevated remodeling experience you deserve. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, December 11th. I'm Abby Larico. Vernon Betts has been at the helm of the St. Louis Sheriff's Department for nearly a decade and has built a reputation for saying just about anything.
I do regret some of the things that I have said in my career, only because they really were not nice things to say.
Betts reflects on his tenure in office and looks ahead to life after the badge. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis Public Schools held a public board meeting last night, hours after the release of a new report finding the former superintendent misused thousands of public dollars. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reports.
The SLPS Board of Education had little to say regarding an investigation that alleges former Superintendent Keisha Scarlett misused district funds and violated hiring practices. However, Interim Superintendent Millicent Borchade said the district has chosen Katrina Hubbard to be its new internal auditor, pending a background check. Borchade declined to comment on the specific findings in the report. She also refused to discuss her ties to Scarlett, who hired Borchade last school year. Borchade did say that the district will adopt the report's recommendations. Scarlett served as superintendent for about a year and was placed on leave over the summer after the board discovered discrepancies in her hiring practices. Scarlett has denied any wrongdoing. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
And St. Louis Public Radio obtained records revealing more than $140,000 worth of charges made to a district credit card in Scarlett's name. Charges on her card and another connected to her office included thousands in DoorDash food orders, Amazon and Bath & Body Works purchases, and more. Again, this comes in the wake of the report released Tuesday by St. Louis Public Schools showing Scarlett misused district funds and violated hiring protocols leading to her termination. According to that 55-page report, Scarlett violated several district policies around expenditures, hiring, and authorizing unapproved administrative pay. SLPS Board Vice President Matt Davis said Tuesday after the report's release that the board is not responsible for Scarlett's mishandlings.
The board has done its absolute best to be professional and transparent in what happened. And most importantly, we need to learn from this and move on.
Scarlett did not immediately respond to request for comment. Long-awaited plans to revitalize the historic Elliott Elementary School in St. Louis's Fairground neighborhood will begin soon. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The long-vacant elementary school in North St. Louis will soon become a wellness center where issues like addiction and mental health are addressed. The City of St. Louis's Community Development Administration on Tuesday formally presented a $4.8 million check to the Jubilee Community Development Corporation for the project. Pastor Andy Krumsig of the Jubilee Community Church and the Development Corporation says the church needs to do more.
Everybody's welcome in our churches, right? But not really. And so we've got to really be with people. This is all about community, and the community is hurting.
The new center will provide around 100 beds for addiction recovery and other supportive services. Construction is expected to begin next summer. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
A newly proposed settlement from the federal and state government would require Cahokia Heights to make $30 million in repairs to its sewer system. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Justice, and the state of Illinois released the proposal Tuesday. It says the Metro East City failed to maintain its sewers in violation of the Clean Water Act. Residents of Cahokia Heights have long been plagued with sewage backups in their yards and homes, and the city's streets and ditches regularly flood in some parts of town. The settlement had been in negotiations for a couple of years. The city would be required to clean and fix its entire sewer system over the next decade. Some of the work has already started. The proposed consent decree is subject to 60 days of public comment before a federal judge in southern Illinois will finalize it. President-elect Donald Trump picked an attorney with extensive Missouri ties to be the chief of staff for the Office of Management and Budget. Trump appointed Ed Martin to the agency responsible for shaping executive branch offices in the president's vision. He previously served as chairman of the Missouri Republican Party and ran unsuccessfully for attorney general and Congress. Most recently, Martin has served as president at Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles, one of the successors to the late conservative activist's Eagle Forum. Trump has appointed several Missouri political figures to key posts, including former Congressman Billy Long to lead the Internal Revenue Service. Three St. Louis activists will be sentenced Monday on conspiracy charges after a years-long saga that began with an FBI raid in 2022. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, the activists say their free speech has been targeted.
The Uhuru Three includes activists Omali Yeshitela, Penny Joanne Hess, and Jesse Neville, who have ties to the African People's Socialist Party and Uhuru Solidarity Movement. They were indicted last year for acting as illegal agents of the Russian government. A jury acquitted them of that charge, but stuck with conspiracy. Yeshitela says this is a First Amendment issue.
It's been a matter of free speech. It continues to be a matter of freedom of speech and the rights of all the people to be able to do that. It would be a terrible situation if that right to speak was taken away.
The group has gained attention in the St. Louis area over the last couple of years by organizing marches for reparations for African Americans and raising money for a basketball court. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Illinois Flag Commission has released its 10 potential flag designs for the public to consider. Illinoisans can vote for one of the new designs or for keeping an old version of the state flag starting in the new year. The Secretary of State's office, which oversaw the commission, says it received nearly 5,000 submissions. After the public votes, the commission will turn over the results to the Illinois General Assembly, and from there, the legislature can opt for a new flag or keep the current one. Design elements on the finalist selections range from Abraham Lincoln's silhouette to green stripes representing rows of crops to the same state seal in the middle of a white background, minus the word Illinois below, but with the addition of some ornamental stripes around the sides. You can see images of those finalists on our website, stlpr.org. Vernon Betts has been at the helm of the St. Louis Sheriff's Office for nearly a decade, but he will depart at the end of the year after losing a contentious Democratic primary to former Deputy Alfred Montgomery. Betts looked back on his tenure with St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz and recalled feeling concerned when he first joined the Sheriff's Office and saw a lack of motivation among his peer deputies.
I come there from corporate life, so I saw a big difference in how they operated and the lack of efficiency at the sheriff department. And I said, oh, this place needs to be revamped. So I was motivated to stay there and try to make the sheriff department a better place. I'm really, really proud of having trained a lot of those guys, ladies and gentlemen, who were with the sheriff department, who have gone other places. They've gone because they've been able to get the top-level training. Before I got there, a St. Louis sheriff deputy had never been post-certified, which is the highest level of training that you can get in law enforcement.
As you transition out of office, what advice would you give Sheriff Locke Montgomery?
Calm down. Let the people do their job, and they're going to make you proud. And that's what they've done for me.
What do you think Alfred should prioritize as he takes over the role?
He should prioritize just making sure that he has the people that he needs to get the job done. And that's going to be one of his biggest issues right off the bat. Because we are so short-staffed and we don't have all the manpower, and maybe he can build a better relationship with the judges and they can help give a little more support in helping him get the number of people he needs.
You seem to be someone who doesn't hesitate to say what you're thinking. Do you regret anything you've said during your career?
I do regret some of the things that I have said in my career, only because they really were not nice things to say. And, you know, I'm not the best person in the world, but I'm not the meanest person either. And you always want people to think highly of you. And I think that's what has hurt me a little bit. My opponents have been able to capture me in one of those moments where I wasn't being as nice as I should have been, and I've said some things. But what bothers me about that whole scenario is that the people will right off the bat start pointing fingers and blaming you and don't ask you, well, what motivated you to go off the deep end?
What do you hope your legacy will be in the sheriff's office, and how do you want to be remembered by the people of St. Louis?
I just want the people to know that Vernon Betts did the best that he could do with what he had to work with. I did my best, and I'm still here to help anybody that wants my help, old or young, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. I want people to be able to say, hey, when I came across the path of Vernon Betts helped me out. I want people to say, well, may not have been the nicest person all the time, but he made a difference.
Do you see yourself continuing to be involved in public service or politics in some form?
Well, I would like to. The wife wants me to come home and rock the grandbabies and have fun and travel. But, you know, I'd like to keep my eyes on what's going on politically. If in my neighborhood we can't come up with a good alderman, I wouldn't mind running for alderman of my neighborhood. You know, now, to be honest with the citizens of St. Louis, if I had won the sheriff's race this time, I had already made plans that I was going to run for mayor. I'm not happy with that particular office. I'm going to keep my eyes on that. If I have to do something like that in order to help the city of St. Louis become a better city, I'll run for office. And if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. But I'll do my best if I can.
That was outgoing St. Louis Sheriff Vernon Betts speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz. That conversation was edited by our Jessica Rogan. An extended version of it can be found at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.